The sugya over here in Avizar, the end of Avizar, the fine hay, that a person who buys a kli from a goy has to be tayvul. So the Mishnah is not assuming it's a used keli. You used to buy a used keli, so then you have to do hagola if it was becham, if it's bereiskan, do hagola. If it was used for all gabi aish, so you need to libun. Right. So you do libun, hagola, and then afterward you do tefillin. Do a tefillin. So the Gemara's mashma that you do the libun and hagola first, and then. You do the tefillah. That's the pasha. That's the seder. That's the seder of the brisa. Shaila is if that seder is davkir now. Could you do tefillah first before you do say hagola or libun? There's still blias. So these two things are completely different. One has to do with blias. It means to say when the goy used it, he used it for a treif, and there's blias of treif in the pot. Right, and when you use it for to cook your chalent, it's gonna come out. It's treifus, it's tarifus. So it's rather it's totally gemara says it's totally machlokes. Nesi tam lefgam, nesi tam lefgam is most mitar aser. The midiraisa would be only aser if it was ben yoimai. If it's any ben yoimai, it's exer auto ben yoimai. Because the gemara says that's why you have to do gal akapana. So that's one issue, blius of Issa. Inside libun and inside hagola for blius. The tefillah, on the other hand, is a completely different thing. It's completely different. It comes from pasuk. It comes from by Midian. It says v'cholda v'asher yova be'esh habru be'esh v'taher. Is the Torah is moist of another tahira besides for the libun that you're doing, but also you do a tefillah v'taher. So the rush.
Having a raya from a key that you were tayvul and it became a trait. You don't have to touch the tayvul again after you cash it.
Right, good. Right. This is specifically a goyishikli.
No, it's a goyish.
Right.
It's the Midian.
That's the same because it was owned by you the whole time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's a goyishikli. So akoponim. So the. So the Rosh brings down the Machlokes B'Shainim. All the B'Shainim deal with this. Rajba, the Ran. I don't speak about this. Is this Seder Davka? It's two things that you do in a Tevilah and a Gola or a Libun. Is that, did they specifically have to be Libun first and then a Tevilah or not? So they bring a rhyme from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that what's a Pshat? What's this whole concept of doing a Tevilah on such a Keli? So the Yerushalmi says it's Moitzioi. Mi Tumas Hagoy and Machnis
the
Kedusha Sister. That's what Tvila is. That first you need to do libun before you do the tefillah. That's my question. Where do you see from there? Fine. So that's a, you're making it kaddish v'tar, right? You're making it kaddish mamik kedusha tayr. So what do you see from over there? That first you need to do libun first in order to do that. That's question one. Now, question number two is the other Mishnah asks this kasha. They say, "Well, minute, the halacha is you buy a new keli from a goy that you have to be tayvel it, right? So how can you tell me that this tefillah has anything to do with blius? What does the tefillah have to do with blias? You're telling me that you have to get rid of the blias in order to do this tefillah. They use the lashon tayvul v'sharetz v'yadei. It's the shprach. Tayvul v'sharetz v'yadei. She's still holding on to the toma. So how can you tell me it has to do with blias? It has absolutely nothing to do with blias. Even if it was a new key, kli, there's no blias at all in it at all. Nevertheless, it's still to be tayvul. So you see, it has absolutely nothing to do with that. Why is that? How can you tell me it's tayvul v'sharetz v'yadei? It's in fact shayna. So I want to suggest that the Ravid is the one who holds that you're the You have to do it first to do the have to do the Liban first, and the Hagolah Liban first. He's going to Shetase. The Ravid says in Bali Nefesh. The Ravid wrote a sefer Bali Nefesh on Nida and Mikveh. And in there, in the end, the last shah is called Shah Kedusha. It's about Kedusha Zivug. There's big arichas over there. There's Teisha Midas, B'nai Teisha Midas, all those halachas. And in the beginning, he says he wants to define what's Kedusha. What is Kedusha? Hey, basic question. What is Kedusha? Heilig. What does that mean?
Kedusha is the removing of Tumah.
Kipshuta, that's Tyra. Kipshuta is two different things. That's Tyra. Tyra is Kedusha, is something else. Kipshuta, right? That's Tyra. So he says he brings the brass from Pinchas Ben Yoyah. Tyra maybe will be Kedusha, right? So what is that Kedusha? So he says like this. He says that there's two types of things. There's Tumah, where you touch a Zohar, you touch a Dam, you touch a sheretz. There's such a tumah. Then there's tyra from that tumah. You go to the mikvah, you become tar. That's tumah and tyra. Then there's tumas haveris. There's tumas haveris. Arayis is a tumah. Achilas asuris is a tumah. The aver itself is a tumah. Is you perish from those averis, that's a tyra. You're tar. That's a tyra. But he says, but if let's say a person, he's not completely parish from the Avera. He doesn't do it. He doesn't do the action, but he wants to. He's thinking about it. He wants to, in his mind, he has the Avera in his mind. So then, he's still a Tahar, but he's not a Kaddish. He's not a Kaddish. A Kaddish is when he's completely separated from the Avera, that he doesn't even have the, he doesn't want it. He's not interested in the Avera B'chal.
That's he's what Kedusha means. Kedusha means separate.
Oh, exactly. Very good.
Kedusha
is
the same.
Right. Word. Very good. Visim Kedusha. Right. Very good. Exactly. So he brings the skin and he says, Visim Kedusha ki Kedusha ani. Ma ani b'maisa b'machshava. Fatem b'maisa b'machshava. The Kedusha means, it's coming out of Gevaldi. It comes out that Kedusha is a madrega of Tyre. You have a Tyra to such a Madrega, you get to the Madrega of Kedusha. Yeah. So, Mela like this.
That's why in the Kippur you have both, huh? Oh. You become Tara and you get from
your Chatayim. Very good. Very good. So he's saying that, so he says, Mela, I want to say like, what? That's part of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is saying like this. Now really, the Yerushalmi is saying that when a goy has a kli, and a goy has a kli, has tumas ha'akum. Has tumas ha'akum. What's pshat tumas ha'akum? Why is it tame? It could be for two reasons. It could be because there's mamish of machalos asuris here. So that's tuma to machal. That's what he's saying. Machalos asuris is tame. And then there's machshava. There's also machshava for machalos asuris. So. In order to that's what it says. It's Yoy Moitz Mechlal Tumas Akum and Nechnas Kedushas Yisrael. Right, Kedushas Yisrael. So Kedusha is not only to take away the mamashas, not only to take away the blias. Take away the blias that you need the hagolah and libot for. You're taking away the mamashas. But when you get the machshava, that you need tefila for. Tefila takes away the machshava. So and that gives it that it's completely gone. From all tuma, even b'machshel.
So why does after the oath last?
So meila and that's pashat. Tell me, does it make sense that a person could be a kaddish before he becomes a tar? Pashat, they're not. The first person has to remove himself from the mamoshes of the aver. He can't do the aver. And then after he doesn't do the aver, then he prepares for machshava. Right? You have a guy who's doing the aver and he's not thinking about it. So now he's a kaddish. He's a chenat. Right? It's only after that. So Melo, that's Kedushan Mashpai. You see from the Yerushalmi that it's saying that Tumas Akam, you come to Kedusha Yisrael. Vice does that first. You have to do first the Liban and Nagol before you do the tefila. Oh, Mela, the answer is the other kasha also from the other Rishayim. The other Rishayim asking that you see a new keli, also has a din tevila. Also has a din tevila. So how can you tell me it's totally in blias? So anachanami is a separate din, but this din is din in the machshava. The machshava is machayev as din tuma. This is machayev tuma, and you need a tevila, take it from the tuma. But that's after the anachanami. If you don't have any mamashas, you don't have any mamashas. You don't have to deal with the mamashas. You're holding already by the kedusha. You can make the kedusha. And if the arbali is here, so then that's a problem. That's going to stop you from getting to that high madrega of kedusha. Oh, and the Ritva Taka says, that why the Gemara says that only kelim that use for eating, are the two that's kelim on. Well, what's the pshat is because the guy is going to use them. The guy is going to use them for mechalos asuris. What was it supposed to mean? Who cares what he's gonna do? He didn't do it.
That's the problem.
That's the problem of tefillah. What tefillah is coming to fix is the machshava of that is going to be used for my chalos asuris. Right, that's what it's for. And he's saying that specifically by clay suuda, specifically with clay suuda that it's going to be used for achila. The mashenkin, the other rishonim hold that no, it's a new din. This din tvila is not a din. It's not a hisafas tayra. It's a new din. The din it's two dinim. Din take out the beliefs, and there's another din that is a din of being tayra. So exactly because it should be tayra. Separate din.